You're listening to
John and Scott on AKC's
Total Talk Nonsense.
All right. AKC's Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. I'm John.
And I'm Scott.
And this is episode 45. I'm hung up with the 40s, man, because I'm getting up there.
That's right.
45.
Episode 45, part one, John.
Right.
Now, in episode 44, we had Zach in.
Yes.
And I have to say, he's one of our better guests, John.
Yeah.
As far as contributions to the show. Really had a lot to contribute.
Yeah. He said he'll do it anytime.
Well, that's cool. I'd like to have him back.
Me too.
Because he was hot, too.
Yeah, he is a little hottie, ain't he?
No doubt.
I guess. So, what say you, Scott?
What say you, John? How was your weekend? Oh, before we get to the weekend...
Yeah.
Let me just tell everybody how I have managed to fuck up quite a bit.
What? What do you mean?
Well, we had our first Beacon gig was scheduled for April 22nd.
Right.
But the wife had to go win some presidential award at work, which is scheduled for the same weekend as that gig. So I had to tell you guys, okay, we need to cancel the Beacon gig and hopefully reschedule. So...
Yeah.
On top of that, my wife for work, you know, I'm going to need her to quit her job if I'm going to have any type of social life, John. She had to go out of town last week, and I had to miss Thursday's practice.
Right.
So I had to cancel a gig and miss Thursday's practice. So
you,
now...
You had to miss the part where you're supposed to grovel for the gig because you lost it.
Right. So Thursday... You guys were going to meet at the Beacon, and then you were going to go downtown. We already had a field trip planned for
right.
the band. So you went to the Beacon, you met Rick, and then what happened?
We stayed at the Beacon.
Oh, you didn't go downtown?
No.
You just hung out at the Beacon?
Just hung out.
Got hammered? Did you get hammered?
They had a couple beers. They had a special on one of those wheat beers. I can't remember. A Weiss beer.
A Weiss.
Weiss beer.
That means white or Aryan
wheat.
In German.
I thought it was wheat.
Yeah, whatever.
White. A white beer. That's... Weiss is wheat beer.
Anschlag a bis of Weiss. Schnell. Yeah, I just made that up. Don't I sound like a Nazi?
Yeah. A Basavik of Weiss. Schnell.
Fuck schnell.
You could pretty much say anything and just say it mean, and it sounds German.
So.
I didn't say anything, and it sounded like I was speaking German to you.
What if you did, though? What if somebody could interpret that? What if you're speaking in tongues? That would be scary.
Oh.
So anyway, the very important question here. Were you able to reschedule April 22nd gig at Beacon?
Nine!
For all of our non-German-speaking fans, that means no.
No.
Well, that's a bummer.
Well, here's what's going to happen. Monday, he's going to let us know, the guy at the bar, the pub.
The pub.
Is going to let us know.
What's he going to let us
know? He's going to try and switch... With a band that's playing the following weekend.
What's that band? Do we know what that band is?
No.
Ah.
I don't know.
All right, then.
Yeah.
So, when we get that information...
I guess you can make that up to Rick by getting us a gig at the...
Wabash Tap. Yeah, so if Andy, if you're listening, return my goddamn emails, okay? Cocksucker, we're family. Family comes first.
Don't you have his phone number? Call him at the Wabash Tap.
I guess I could, yeah.
We could have called him tonight.
Yeah, we could have.
Should we Skype him?
I don't know if he has Skype.
No.
Can we call from Skype? Can we call a landline?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Then we'll...
I fucking hate Skype!
Here's what we'll do. Are you been working on your Pauly B impression?
Yeah.
Here's what we'll do. In between part one and two, we'll get the phone number off the web.
You want to hear another one?
How many have you been working on?
A couple.
Yeah, let me hear another.
Here we go.
You lovely fellas.
How about that?
Well, that was pretty good. What else you got?
Hold on.
Oh, God.
That's nice. It. I don't have any, like, big sentences. How about this one?
I might be one of the biggest cocks on the planet.
He never said that. You're making that up.
I know, but I just did it in his voice, you know.
Oh,
so,
all right.
You know.
I see.
Yeah.
You're talking about yourself, though.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know, I've been working on Butch Tony impression.
You have?
You want to do something together?
Yeah.
Like, really?
Let's do one.
All right, ready?
Ready?
Yeah. Wackers!
Fuck off!
Fucking shit ass bird!
Smack-tard! Vagiphobic gay lord!
Cock, fuck, ass, wank, duck, shit!
Greasy fuck biscuits!
See, I even got the giggle in there, too. I'm working on the giggle. The Tony Hearn giggle.
Yeah, that's pretty good, man.
Do I sound like I've had my fudge packed?
You do, yeah. Okay.
That's you know, they talk about motivation, you know, what motivates.
Right.
And that's what motivated me.
Right.
Right. All right, so getting on to the weekend, John, what'd you do over the weekend?
Well, what I did there, Scottster.
Hey, John!
Hey! We're doing this like Red Bar Radio.
You know, I'm Mike D, and I'm a total cocksucker.
I work my fucking ass off doing this shit. Once a week. I gotta admit, though, this is kind of hard.
What, it your sucks. Cock?
No.
You just noticed?
No.
I've been rubbing it for 30 minutes.
No, I noticed that this podcast thing is hard.
What do you mean?
Oh, Jesus. Fucking garlic right into the mic muff. To prepare for it.
What do you prepare? You turn stuff on. You hit record and we go, baby. We go.
No, it's not that simple.
Well, we've come a long way since part one, John.
What are you saying?
I'm saying that...
I listened to it. Well, I tried.
I tried to listen to it. It's the worst damn thing
we've ever... I almost threw
up. Yeah, it's awful.
It's horrible.
And it reminds me of all the hard work I put in to not sound like a total fag. Which is paying off, I think.
Wait a minute, what do you mean?
Well, we went through the first two or three episodes and I really sounded gay. And I've worked hard at that to suppress
that. Well, I think
we
bought some equipment so you don't sound gay anymore.
Oh, is the equipment that
yeah,
did it?
Yeah.
So there's something you can go to Radio Shack and buy, like a heterosexual...
Yeah, a device.
Is it labeled to not sound gay anymore?
Yeah, it's an anti-gay sounding device. I just plug you into it.
Well, make sure you don't turn that thing
actually,
off.
Actually, I plug it into you.
Ooh.
You bend over, I plug it in your ass.
Oh, is that what's hitting my prostate?
That's
very good, yeah.
There you go. But, yeah,
right,
what was I doing? Oh, yeah, what
You're
did I do
me
this
about
weekend?
Your weekend? What did you do this weekend?
Well, you know, Thursday, Rick and I went out. We started talking about, you know, the St. Paddy's Day Parade, which is... this past weekend. There's two of them, actually. There's one on the north side and there's one on the south side. And the north side one is like the biggest one in the world. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Even bigger than in Ireland?
Yeah.
Do they even celebrate
St.
Patrick's
Day? They don't even celebrate it.
Right.
St. Patrick was a limey anyway. He wasn't
Irish.
Yeah.
See, there you go. I learned something. That's why I listen to our own podcast, John. It's because I learn something every day.
He was sent over there, I guess, to turn all the pagans into Christians.
Did it work?
I guess. Well, there's still some druids and stuff over there, isn't there? Whatever they call them.
Sure, why not?
Or Celtics. The Celtics.
Celtic
they're pagan. The Celtics.
The pagan Celtic druids.
Yeah, or whatever. I don't know. But
the
anyways.
PCDs.
But anyway, so, you know, Rick talked me into it, and he said, yeah, I'm bringing my kids. And I said, all right, I'll bring my kids, too, I thought.
Talked you into what, going downtown?
Going downtown. Well, every time he's done it, he is, like, gets so fucking hammered. And he has to go with his wife or something, because if he doesn't, he'll miss the train or he'll never get back.
Well, you guys go down there in the AM, right?
Yeah,
8 or 9 a.m. and start drinking.
Yeah, we do. We get on the train at about 9:30, 9:45, something like that. Get down to the Ogilvy Center. Take a cab over to some bar. I was like, can't even remember the name of it. I think it was Mother's or something.
I hate Mother's.
It wasn't that Mother's.
Oh.
It's a different one. It's like a, it's all Irish.
Well, I hated Mother's 20 years ago. Who knows what it's like today?
Yeah, it's not that same one.
Right. They change every 6 months. So those taverns.
Right.
Some of them.
So we go over there and we move the kids all the way to the back and it's rowdy. Everybody's wearing green. They're all pumped up. And the kids were the hit, man. You know, I mean, everybody just loved us. And Rick brought a whole backpack full of beads, like Mardi Gras beads.
Mm-hmm.
So we had the shamrock beads. We had the beads with a little beer mug at the bottom of them. Just all kinds of beads, different color beads. And we get there and by the time we got there, the kids had already put on about 50 beads around their necks. So they're looking like little miniature Mr. T's walking around.
Mm-hmm.
Soon as they get in there, they got all the beer mug ones on and everybody wants one. So I give one to this lady because you got to sign in, sign your name and put down your email address. So I put down her Total Talk Nonsense email address.
Oh, is that why we have like 500,000 more spams than we did the day before? That's great.
No, come on.
I swear to God, I opened up the email today. I opened it up yesterday. I had a shitload of spam. That's because I was gone for a week. I opened it up today, and I counted 122 spams.
No way.
Here's what I don't understand. These effing spammers.
I don't think they got it. They fixed it that fast, man.
Well, here I get the same damn spam from 60 different people.
Spam, spam, spam.
Like, it's the same thing for pharmaceuticals. Cut-rate pharmaceuticals.
Right,
it's the same one, but it's from 60 different... I get one from Marty. I get one from Jack. I get one from whoever. But there's 60 of the same goddamn ones. You think these fucking idiot spammers would get it right and just send me one of them. But no, I got to read 60... Not read, but delete 60 of the same damn ones.
I use my Norton spam filter.
I fucking hate spammers. You know, in the Olympics, there was a spammer. One of the guys who won a gold medals made a fortune spamming people.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Wow. You can make money doing that?
Yeah.
We should start a spam
and
site.
That, if you couldn't make money, why would you do it?
Right.
But what is ungoddamn believable to me is... Who is the asshole who's clicking on this shit and ordering?
Right.
If they would just stop doing that, then spam would go away.
Dude, there's a lot of stupid people
out
there.
Oh, my God. Well, yeah, look at the chimp we got in office. That's not because of you and me, John.
That's right.
And we're not the brightest bulbs in the lot. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. In the lot. That's right.
So there's stupider people than us. We're in the minority with our stupidity.
That's right. Anyway, can I go back to my story?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Ruin my continuity.
But thanks for just giving our address away, so now I have to deal with more spam.
I didn't give it away.
That's great.
It's for a good cause.
Yeah, good cause.
They don't know anything. It's just like a guest book that you sign, and what it is that you get added to a database that... Every
get
year,
sold to a spammer.
No, every year they, you know, that's a good idea, man. We should do that. Anyway, so what we're thinking on doing was... hooking up with those guys and seeing if they'd pass their email list to us.
What
for
guys?
Gigs.
Oh, right.
Green with Envy is the name of their organization.
Green with Envy.
Green with Envy.
Yes, so, because we cover a lot of Irish tunes.
We do.
Yes. It's a good idea.
Well, rumor has it that they want us to play next year before they step off in the parade.
So we would not be in the parade. We'd be at a stationary location.
We'd be in it.
We'd not like the, I'm picturing the Rolling Stones when they were on the back of a flatbed truck and they were in the parade actually playing.
No. We play first at the bar.
I see. At 8 in the morning?
Yeah.
That's hot.
Dude, they're so hammered when we walked in. They're drinking green beer, and you pay like $5. To get in? Yeah, I guess that's what it is. I don't know. Maybe it's the entrance fee to the parade. I don't know. But it was $5 a person, so we paid the $5. And the kids were having a great time because the you know, bunch of women, a bunch of girls there were, oh, look at the kitties. So my daughter got her nails painted green, and my son Nathan, he found out that he could sell the beads for $1 and get money to play pool. So he was racking them up. You know, he's only, what, 7? And he's in there. He's racking them up. I got pictures of him just cranking away, the tongue sticking out.
How much was he making?
Well, he went right into the pool. Pool, yeah. He never pocketed a penny. Went right into it. And then this crazy guy, Jay, comes. And Jay, you've seen Jay before, I'm sure. He's been around at the track. He's a big burly guy with a beard.
Oh, not the nurse. Jay the nurse.
No, not Jay the nurse.
Another Jay.
Okay. Jay McDonald. He's the guy who's putting this thing together with his brother.
Uh-huh.
He shows up and his beard is spray painted fluorescent green. He's got shamrock sunglasses on, a big green hat, a green jacket, a shirt with shamrocks all over it, shorts, green Converse, and he walks in and he spray paints Rick's face.
Did he warn him? Did he give him a chance to close his eyes?
I didn't see it. He just turned around. Ah! He was wearing sunglasses and he sprayed. It just sprayed his whole face. and he takes his glasses off and he's got these big, you know, white rings. Or, you know, it didn't spray. I'll get you the picture. We can put it on the website. It's pretty funny. And he sprayed the kid's hair and stuff. And then he's shooting silly string at everybody. He shot Rick's kid right in the eye with it, Ben. So Rick says, well, this is just great. Now the kids think every time we get them a babysitter and we go out at night, this is how it is. Like, it's school.
This is what we do.
Yeah, all the time. People wearing green curly wigs and stuff. So anyway, before we got there, though, we took the train and we got it off at Ogilvy. And Rick, for some reason, I don't know why, he wants to walk everywhere. And right as you walk out of the train, there's cabs everywhere.
Right.
He wants to walk.
How far are we talking here?
State Street.
Is that far?
Yeah.
How far?
Pretty far.
A mile?
Yeah, pretty close, yeah.
All right.
So we start hoofing it with the kids. Which, you know, if it was just he and I, it wouldn't be so bad. But the kids, and there's a lot of people, and his daughter, Lainey, is like 4 or something or 5. She's really tiny. And we're walking and walking and walking. Finally, we get a van. We get to this place. We party. We walk again to go to the parade, another like 3 blocks, and then we're going to get onto the L. And it's a big clusterfuck. Nobody told us we had to do this, so we had to all line up and buy a ticket and one of those cards. So I spent $10, and it's like $2 a ride, and you know, and everybody's trying to get through those little gates, you know, the with the little spinning, you know, that what do you call it, turnstile?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's trying to get through it. And here's my kids. I finally get them through it. And here's this guy who can't get through, and he starts flipping out at this black chick. What the fuck? This is fucking bullshit.
Why can't he get
what
through?
What the fuck? Oh, I don't know. He put this card in upside down, like spit it out, like 6 times. And she's trying to, and he's trying to jump over it, so she's trying to stop him. And I guess earlier he was talking to her about something, and I overheard her say, well, because I'm black?
Mm.
Is that why?
Playing the race card.
And then, oh, boy. I knew it was going to be trouble. So
we're all black, John.
I know that. I know. I was thinking that today.
We're just genetically mutated in the, well, right. I've managed to keep most of my cool black genes. When you haven't, we've covered that before.
Right.
But
I, like I said, I was thinking about that today as I was looking at my small penis. Anyway, so yeah, okay. So now we miss the first train, and we're all standing around. There's a guy with a bag full of flags, you know, Irish flags. And we look at him. We said, "Hey, dude. So, do you know where we're going?" "No, I have no idea." So we asked a couple other people. I don't know.
Everybody's drunk.
Nobody knows where we're going. We're going to get on an L train. We don't know where it's going, what direction, where to get off. So we just, okay, we'll get
just
on.
Just follow the crowd.
We'll see. What crowd? They were on the other train.
Oh, so there's no crowd left right. to get on this one?
There was about 12 of us left out of like 100.
Mm.
So, and they had all the maps. So we get on the train. We start going. And somebody goes, "Oh, we got to get off." So, you know, getting kids off of those things, you hear, I got one kid off and I hear, "The doors are closing. The doors are closed." So I'm like, Rick's literally shoving the kids out the door to me. We get them off and we go upstairs and we start walking again. We don't know which direction we're going, but I see the guy with the sticks sticking out of his flag bag. I go, "Follow him." We follow him. We cross over Michigan Avenue. We make a right. So we're going down, you know, up the lake or down the lake towards going south. And we're walking and walking and walking. The cops tell us that the parade is back that way. So we keep walking and walking. We get to Jackson and I'm sweating. It's hot. It was actually hot out yesterday. I'm sweating. The kids are complaining. We make a left up Jackson and we get to like this park area. And that's almost like where the end of the parade is. We got to walk all the way to the beginning of the parade.
How far is the route? The
about a mile.
Route? All right, so you got another mile to...
No, we hoofed probably a mile to get to that mile
then
that we
got another
hoof.
Mile to go, right?
Yeah. So we hoof it down to the end. We just get there as they're about to step off. We step off. We walk the parade, throwing beads to people. The kids are going insane. Running around, throwing stuff. Nathan's just circling around our whole group. He's about to get trampled by a high school. You know, it was fantastic. You know, we finally get off. We realize we walked the entire route to the end of the, to the beginning of the parade, and then walked it again, going the other direction. Then we walk from there another mile to get a cab. I'm like, "Rick, we gotta stop, man. The kids are about to die." And we finally get a cab. We get back to the Ogilvie Center. So we left the house at 9:45, roughly, or 9:30. Took the train down. Got off around 10:30. And partied until noon. Then we got to the parade. We marched down. We got back to the train about 2:45. And then we got on the train to go home at 3:30. So we were fucking wiped out. Got home, the wife T-voted it, and there's my fat ass on the credits.
Well, we gotta somehow capture that post it.
You see his daughter's head and my daughter's head, and then you see my fat ass walking by holding the camera up to my eye, and then you see Nathan running by himself. It's pretty cool. So then, you know, it's about, I'm ready for a fucking nap, man. You know me. I'm not a walker.
No doubt.
And I'm sorry, am I boring you?
No doubt.
No doubt.
So you're getting ready for your nap, then what?
Well, we're going to go party. We're going to have a little birthday party celebration for one of our
Wait
friends.
Wait a minute. You come home and you got to go to a birthday party?
Yeah.
Whose birthday party?
Joe, our first guest's wife. Her birthday party at Cheeseburger in Paradise. So we're hanging out there. We have
Which one?
The one here in Des Plaines.
Oh, well, at least you didn't have to go very
no,
far.
No. So we're there, and I said, "You know what? I need a freaking drink. You know, I just got to drink like crazy."
Yeah. What'd you have?
First drink, two of them, Cadillac margaritas. Two Cadillac margaritas. Then I went on to about three Newcastles. And then with the lovely wife, we did two shots each of tequila.
Yeah.
And two Coronas.
And this is after all the drinking you've done during the parade.
Yeah, dude, I was so fucked up. You wouldn't believe
it. Well, you didn't have any Jack Daniels, though, right?
No.
Okay.
So, yeah, I had to have Joe drive my new car because I couldn't drive. I couldn't see. I couldn't do anything. So I woke up this morning at about 3 with a splitting fucking headache, thinking I'm going to throw up. And I'm thinking, oh my God, it's going to be one of these days where I can't get through it. And
dehydration, man. All you gotta do is pump the H2O.
I didn't have one lick of water the whole day.
There you go.
So I had to make up for it, and I drank and drank and drank, and by 5 o'clock in the morning, all I wanted to do was vomit a bunch of water.
So, did you?
No,
did you?
No, held it down. And woke up at about 8 and was feeling all right.
Nice. Just in time for the podcast.
Just in time. No, not at 8 at 8 p.m.
8 a.m.
8 a.m.
I see. Yeah. Very good. Well, all right.
And I've been working down here since 2.
Since 2.
Yeah.
Cleaning stuff up.
Rewiring, you know, trying to get it together. You know how much time I spent on this PC?
How
you
much?
Remember that Spool SV
that was screwing up our recording?
Yeah. Found out it was like a virus. A Trojan. So I put in the Norton. I rebooted about 3 million times. Did all this stuff. Found out, you know, why don't I just check the spool itself and see what's in there? Look in there. There's like 20 files in there that I think my daughter was trying to print a bunch of stuff off the internets.
And internet
clogged it up because we use it as a network printer too.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as I cleared that shit out of there, no problem. Back down to 0. No more CPU. Sucking the CPU.
So we shouldn't have any other issues then.
No.
That's hot.
Well, we're at 27 now.
That's totally hot.
Yet.
Well, you don't want to know what I did this weekend, John?
What?
You've heard of a pessimist and an optimist, right? For 41 years, I was an optimist, John. This weekend, I became a pessimist.
And just a weekend?
Just a weekend. Well, I started thinking about it, and it started when we went to Amsterdam, and that motherfucking cab driver tried to fuck us over. And right then, I knew, everybody's out just to fuck you over. And since then, it's gone downhill. So
you know, Penn Jillette wouldn't say that.
It's the way... Yeah, I know. Penn Jillette says, yeah, if I toss my keys to somebody... Because I didn't park my car in the right spot, they would move it for me and give me my keys back.
Yeah.
Keep dreaming, Penn Jillette. So what has happened is since that incident...
You're so jaded, man.
I am. Since that incident in Amsterdam, the way I've observed people in situations is totally different.
Maybe he just misunderstood you.
No.
Like Ooh. When you looked right in his face and said, hey! I didn't say I wanted a tour around the whole city.
Excuse me. Fucker. So I think since then, and now I was very optimistic, and I didn't even try to see these qualities, these negative qualities in people and situations. And since that trip, now all I can do is look for that and look for the negative motivation and how people are trying to fuck me over, John.
My God.
And so this weekend I went from optimistic to pessimistic.
Oh, great.
I'm totally jaded. And here's what I did. Here's just an example of how my behavior has changed. I'm driving down the street. It's a very busy four-lane road. And you know those cocksuckers in their little spandex and they ride the bikes and they think they're fucking Greg LeMond or whatever?
Yeah.
And they don't ride in, they ride parallel. They don't ride serial? I don't know.
You lovely fellas.
So they're riding in parallel, taking up a whole goddamn lane. So everybody's got to slow down to 15 miles per hour because they're not Greg fucking LeMond. They're just some a-hole with spandex on and a bike. So...
They're not supposed to take up the road either.
Right, they're not, but
you
they are.
You can run their ass down.
Because, well, here's what I did, John. This is a super move, and I was so goddamn happy to do it. So I get around them, right? And then I cut back over into the lane they're in,
yeah.
And then there's a red light.
Nice.
I get caught by a red light. What do? I pull as close to the goddamn curb as I can. So these fuckers have to stop.
Ah,
they can't even get around me.
They're supposed to stop.
Well, yeah, they're supposed to stop. But I didn't want a green light happening, them to squeak by and then go into their double parallel formation again.
Right, right.
And fuck me over again. Because they're out for a goddamn bike ride. They think they're Greg goddamn LeMond. So here's what I've noticed about myself, John. I'm much more confrontational. I'm looking for a goddamn fight is what I'm looking for.
Oh, my God.
Since I went from optimistic, John, all shiny, happy, sunny, to pessimistic. Fuck you, asshole. I know your motive. You're just trying to fuck me over.
I don't think that's it at all. I don't think they intentionally want to fuck you over. I think they're just looking out for their own best interest.
Right. And that's what I need to start doing more of. And there's something else that happened this weekend. Once again, somebody else's fucking incompetence and my family has to pay for it. Unless we lawyer up. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So just a fucking awful weekend for me, John. It's just awful.
And I'm bitching about walking a mile.
But I wonder if I'll
if
ever
I
change.
If I can walk a mile in your shoes, Scott.
I wonder if I'll change. I wonder if I'll get back to a Penn Jillette kind of an attitude where I'll throw my keys to somebody. Hey, can you move my car for me? Thanks.
You have changed.
I have.
Yeah, you're really pessimistic.
I am. I told you.
Yeah.
This weekend it happened.
And I got to suffer for it.
I don't know if you have to suffer. Is it really suffering? I'll show you suffering.
Oh. Oh.
I was going to say something, but I would have to take it out and post anyway. So, I edited myself before I said it, John. And that's a sign of maturity.
Twat muncher.
It's pretty good how you do that, Tony.
Yeah. Yeah. No doubt.
So, yeah, I've noticed you've been a little tense lately.
Well, you know what? We moved out of the house. And I'm moving in with the in-laws. That's why I'm only a block away from you, John.
Yeah.
And on the weekends, we go to my grandmother's place. She's not there, so it's vacant. So we kind of moved in, and we have little weekend retreats. But I got to tell you, it's the most stressful goddamn situation on the planet. And well, I didn't think it would be, but it is.
That's out of sight. Well, you know, even our fans have noticed, though.
Have they?
Stefan oh,
one,
C.
One, before you get into that, one more thing. My wife told me in the car. My wife told
You're
me.
You're starting already with the self-interest.
She said.
Fuck you. Shut up. I'm talking now.
She said, oh, I read this article that 75% of couples, and we already know that 50% of couples get divorced, right?
Yeah.
But 75% of couples get divorced shortly thereafter a renovation.
Right.
Because it's such a stressful situation.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, right on. But I said, well, how do they know when they do this study that how do they know that the people who are notice that or realize that their relationship is going nowhere try to rejuvenate it by renovating their house? So right. They're more prone to divorce anyway.
Right.
Yeah. So I tried to save it situation there, but who knows?
It's tough, man. We're going to do the same thing. Well, not quite. Well, we're going to be living in the house while it's happening.
That's got to be even more stressful.
Yeah. Nah.
Nah.
It won't be that bad.
So you're saying other people have noticed our...
Yeah. Stefan C. wrote... In Punky 030706, Paul.
Wait a minute,
B.
What did you say? In Punky?
In Punky.
In Punky?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let me just finish.
I'm
okay?
Sorry.
In Punky 030706, Paulie B got all tense talking about you guys using Skype in episode 43. And then I listened to the episode, and you guys also sounded pretty tense. Why all the tensions? Tensions. Tension. P.S. Scott, if you like the Wyndham's Estate Bin 55, you should try the Lindemann's Bin 50. And I think you had that in the...
Yes, already have. It's one of my other favorites. I just mentioned I called out Wyndham because I happen to be drinking it. But I am a fine connoisseur of the red wine, John.
Yeah, common sewer.
Which we're having this evening. Have you had any of your red wine?
Yes, I'm done.
Done. Yes. Yeah. Part two will have
I just gulp it down.
We'll have to reload.
I don't sit there like savor it.
Well, thanks for that comment, Stefan C. And yes, it was a little stressful here, especially part 43. John, you want to tell him why?
I don't know. Why?
Because it was just stressful. I think Special Ed was in, the Bush apologist. And
oh, I was drinking Jack Daniels.
John was drinking JD. And getting...
Dude, I literally have like 1/5 of the bottle left. I've been drinking little bits of it instead of whole lots of it. Because the little bits are better than whole lots.
Right.
But I wrote back to Stefan C. You want to
yeah,
know what I said?
What'd you hear?
I wrote to him. I said, guy walks into a doctor's office. He says, Doc, last night I dreamt I was a wigwam. The night before I dreamt I was a teepee. What do you think that means? He says, relax. You're too tense.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what you wrote back to him?
Right.
Okay.
It's very a joke. Good. Get yeah. it?
Yeah. Yeah. I got it when I was in second grade. It was funny. Yeah. So 38 years later, it still is funny, John.
Boy, are you jaded, man. You're going to laugh at that. Like, last year around this. Jesus Christ.
Well, like I say, maybe I'll get over it. Maybe I won't.
Oh, all right. Shit, if I got to be put through these goddamn paces. Oh, this just ain't fair.
Hey, did we get any voicemails?
We did. We got some comments, too.
Comments. Let's do the voicemails first.
All right. Well, we could do the comments and then do the voicemails in the second segment.
All right. We could do that.
Because we're at 36 right now.
Well,
Scott.
If we do comments, we're going to get into Punky. I'm telling you right now.
We are?
Yeah, we are. We're going to. I'm telling you.
Why is that?
Because somebody commented about Punky.
Okay.
And it's a natural segue, John.
All right. Well, all right. We'll leave it till the next part.
All right. So what are we going to do for 4 minutes?
I'll put it down. We could play the phone mails.
Here's what we'll do for the last 4 minutes. Let's play Spike and Rachel clip from Spike and Rachel's last show.
All right.
Now, this clip, actually, we're in this clip, John.
We are.
Yes. And the story will unfold.
I'm excited.
And what is going to happen here is Rachel is going to explain why you are not on her doable list, John.
All right.
While you put her on your doable list, she's going to explain why you, John, were not on her doable list.
Can I start it?
Yeah, of course.
All right.
Next voicemail.
Hey, what's up, Spike and Rachel? It's John from AKC's Total Talk. Yeah, Scott's disappointed.
That John wasn't on your top five doables.
Yeah, I wasn't on the top five doables. I don't understand it. I'm really upset. Anyway, we're out. Later.
And that was John and Scott from AKC. So, yeah, Rachel, why wasn't John in your top 10? You were in his top 10.
Well, see, that's why I stuck with celebrities. Because I didn't want to upset anybody.
Don't want to leave any...
Hold on. What?
Celebrities.
What is this that...
Yeah, I think that's a major flaw. MC Chris, celebrity.
Right.
John, AKC Total Talk Nonsense.
Here's the other thing.
Not a celebrity.
What are you... DeSerrano behind me there?
DeSerrano?
Yes, Serrano.
Serrano de Bergerac?
And then you're upset.
DeSerrano.
All right, shut up.
But he is on my top five.
He'll put a beer.
Podcaster.
Listen up. Probably. Listen up now.
Yes.
Here's a Freudian slip.
He's number one on my podcast. My podcaster
pod top. My podcock top. Whatever.
Sorry, the delay.
Little Freudian slip there by Rachel. You're number one on her podcock.
Right.
That's hot. I wish I was number one on her podcock.
You're number one on mine, Scott.
I don't know how to quit you. That's hot.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
All right, we'll be back with part two. This is AKC's Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott.
Thank you for listening to part one of AKC's Total Talk Nonsense.
Part 2 is just a click away.